The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with the lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for they may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Gospel of the Lord. We don't have the habits of the marriage in the old time, but Jesus wants to just make one point: stay awake. Stay awake means live well every present moment. Live the past in the merciful hand of God. We cannot be back. Neither for the future is not in our hand either. God also many times, Jesus many times warned us, stay with the day where you are. Live well every day. So we have to ask the Lord, give us the strength. Today, we are not encounter martyrdom easily. But real martyrdom is to put off your own thing to do the will of God. It's not easy either. The kind, the martyrdom, they have the grace. Is don't worry how, if you were there, what you will do. Don't worry. Jesus, don't worry. And so when your time comes, the Holy Spirit will give the strength and the light and energy. But if not yours, you don't have to worry so much about what will be. It's very important that you live well, simply. For example, right now, you sit down and just listen. I stand here and speak. And that's the will of God for each one of us. When we live well, the will of God, God is present. He promised, when 2 or 3 united in my name, I am in your midst. When you love, when you sit down and listen, you have to, much of your love, you can think about so many other things. Out of love, you listen. Out of love, I speak. This mutual love, and that's the presence of Jesus. And that's very important, not only now in the church, outside when you work with your partners. Be attentive. There's so much kindness towards one another. And that's the time we give witness. Because Jesus expects us to live in His peace. When you live in the will of God, you are in His peace.